The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We really tried to be different because we wanted a different type of marriage.
Coming up, normal people are stressed, overwhelmed, and exhausted. Simply put, normal isn't working.
That we are serious about God. That's what makes a believer weird and peculiar.
I think if you're not criticized for your passion for Christ, then you're really not following Him.
Stay tuned as Craig and Amy Groeschel of LifeChurch.tv help us break out of the normal rut to be weird.
Thank you. It's a joy to come into your home or wherever you happen to be watching life today. We welcome you. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I are thrilled to have Craig Groeschel and his wife Amy. And he has written a book called Weird. You know, you might think, well, what is that? Well, the Bible called the believers in the New Testament peculiar people. And weird is actually a reference that was related to each one of them being weird, and it's kind of how they got together. And they were weird for all the right reasons. And Craig is the pastor of Life Church TV, which is one of the largest and likely to be the largest church in America. Over 30,000 people attend their various satellite churches, and Craig is preaching to them, and then have campus pastors and overseers in all the various locations, but also on the internet, as many as 100,000 every week who are actually tuned in, who are actually in some way communicating so that they know they're not just checking them out and passing it on, but have actually become involved and interested in what's being said, and in many instances become a part of the outreaches of Life Church. Would you welcome Craig and Amy back to Life Today? Yes, we would. Good to see you. I want you to go ahead and just tell everybody how in the world it is that anybody would call the two of you weird, because you're two of the neatest looking people I've ever seen. I mean, you have a great family. I mean, there's nothing really to me. You look normal, in what would be the appropriate sense of normal. And so, what's this weird bit?
Well, actually, the way we met, believe it or not, when I became a Christian in college. I went from being kind of a wild party guy to immediately being, you might say, weird for Jesus. And so there was a girl that was making fun of me and saying, you're so weird, you're so serious about God, and just kind of harassing me. Well, she came back a couple months later and said, I met the perfect person for you. She's weird like you. And that's honestly how we met. She said Amy was overboard for God. She was too serious about spiritual things, and she was weird like me. So we've kind of made a marriage of being weird. And
did that come up in your early conversation when you heard the introduction, that that's what brought it about? You're both weird?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it is so much because that we are serious about God. That's what makes a believer weird and peculiar, is that we're not following the patterns of the world, the principles of the world, but we take God seriously, we take His Word seriously, and it just, and He changes you as you know Him. So we're hoping to become weirder.
Yeah. When you saw her, Did she captivate you with all her weirdness right off the bat?
You know, I'll tell you, this is kind of crazy because she's just a knockout, obviously. But I met her over the phone, and we talked and developed a friendship that way before we ever saw each other in person. So I'd never seen her. And then when I saw her, I kind of had like a revival and worshiped God. I was like, wow. she makes fun of me because I had this big cheesy smile when I saw her. I was like, oh, yeah, this is good. This is good. Real good.
Well, what was your read on him when you first saw him?
I thought, he thinks he's going to marry me, because really the Lord showed both of us before we met that we were the one for each other, which is weird, you know, to hear the Holy Spirit, you know, speak to you and say you're talking to the guy you're going to marry on the phone, and so almost audibly that I'm like, okay, but you're interrupting him. He's talking. It was so loud like that. And that's just so weird. That's never happened before. But it did happen where I just heard it so clearly. And so when I saw his face, I thought, he knows too. He knows what I know. But we didn't talk about it till later.
But when you say your friend described you as weird, you didn't necessarily, you thought, oh, somebody that believes the way I do?
I loved it.
It was right.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the subtitle of the book is, it's called Weird Because Normal's Not Working. And you know, especially if you just take, you know, dating relationships that move toward marriage, when you look at marriages today, normal is, you know, unfortunately, divorced. Normal is mistrust. Normal is, you know, poor communication, fighting, tension, fear, worry, and such. On the front end of marriage, you know, quite honestly, normal is, you know, sleeping together before you're married, breaking up, doing that many times. And so in a sense, the normal thing is to pretend like you're married, and then when things don't work out, you've already practiced divorce so many times, you just end up doing what you did before. And so even in the foundation of our friendship, we really tried to be different, because we wanted a different type of marriage and didn't have a whole lot of great examples to say this is what we'd like to have. And so we really did. We made it a goal to say, let's try to be as different as we can from what's not working. Mm-hmm. Let's try to see what God's Word says and be as close to that as we can. And then hopefully we'll have something very different than what most have and something far better.
Mm-hmm. When you communicate with people today, do they think you're weird even in your church, or are they excited about the weirdness and the difference and what is actually the right normal? Do they see something, or as they listen to you communicating, are they saying, I think he's on to something and they're on to something and we want to know more about it, and you find that they're actually attracted to this weird couple and this weird system of belief?
Yeah, I think obviously you'll have people that'll criticize and say that's just too serious about God. And I think that's part of it. I think if you're not criticized for your passion for Christ, then you're really not following him.
You need to worry.
You need to worry when you're not being criticized. But I do think that normal is so messed up today that when people do see something different in a good way, there is a hunger, there's a craving. And more than saying, hey, you know, they've been married for 20 years and they're happy, what we want them to say is see beyond that and say, why is it? What do they have? What is it that makes them different in this sort of way? And then point them to Christ, ultimately, who can take them off the broad road where all the normal people are traveling toward destruction, put them on the narrow road where the weird people are, that leads to life, and help them be weird in the God kind of way.
You know, I have been in ministry right at 50 years. We've been married 48. We're still crazy about each other. And I think you all have watched us from a distance and watched us on television.
We're pretty crazy about each other.
Our ministry, crazy and crazy about each other and crazy love for God. There's no doubt about it. But what I have seen, Craig, and I mean, you're a pastor and you've got a lot of people who are part of your church and a lot of people tuning in on the internet. If they wanted to tune in to the church on the internet, and they wanted to, you know, check out Weird, how would they go? What would they go to?
Well, you can go to lifechurch.tv, and we have over 50 live church online experiences where you can go and talk to people from all over the world, from 180 different countries will be on there. And then you can just go to lifechurch.tv anytime, anywhere, and download every message we have for free, all sorts of resources we can give to people. And so we try to make the Word as accessible to as many people as we can through the use of technology.
So if they wanted to download by topic or subject, they can do that?
They absolutely
can look where you're talking about. I want to give all of our viewers, and I really hope you'll go to the website. There it is on the screen. You can see it and check them out. Because, see, I am really, and everybody that's really knows Christ and who really has a relationship with Almighty God, you are a part of His kingdom now, even though there's a future kingdom in which there really is no stress, no competition. I mean, there's no game to win. Game over, life on with no obstacles, no death, no disease, no sickness, all those things on, no enemy. See, that's future kingdom. But in the kingdom now is a kingdom of conflict, but you can win. So, you see, I'm a part of this, and God's inviting you to be a part of it. And I mean, it's really like getting suited up to win the biggest game of your life every day, and you can win because you can be more than a conqueror. You can be an overcomer in this life. And you know, this ministry You all have supported us for a long time. You liked what we did.
Have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank you.
We're thankful for
you.
What
see
you
see what we do. You've been a part of it. I'm talking about as a couple, not merely a church situation, but as a couple. You really are excited about generosity. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a pastor, Robert Mars, who believes the blessed life is to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Certainly what we believe. You know, there's nothing more exciting to us than being blessed. We're blessed, but we're not controlled by the things we're blessed with. Mm-hmm. We're compelled to be a blessing. Touch on this situation, because it has to do with money. It has to do with how we spend our life and how we invest our time and what we have.
Yeah, even before we start with that, I think we take one step back and realize that I think the world has been sold a bill of goods, which, you know, the lies, you know, more things will make you happy. And so many people are in such debt and such bondage that they don't feel like they can give. And so the first, I mean, we could spend, you know, a whole time talking about how we tried to be weird financially, which was living way beneath our means, becoming completely debt-free. And really, I think if the body of Christ could get that message, that would be a powerful, powerful thing. All the way on the debt-free journey, we believe that you give. And then when you are debt-free, you know, you don't dare limit yourself to a tithe, 10% or 15% or 20%, but we're striving to live with radical generosity personally. We're giving way, 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 way above that. And then...
How does your you know, you got a lot of young people in your church. Mm-hmm. I mean, this looks like a big old tough pill to swallow. How do they handle that?
You know, I actually think that when they see an example of, you know, if we are debt-free, look what we could do. Look at the freedom it brings you, and that you don't have financial tension. Look what you could do to make a difference in this world. The younger generation, they're so cause-driven. For example, what you do, they would love to be a part of. Most of them, giving $15 or $20 a month would be a big deal. Well, if you've got no car payment, they could give $300 a month into your ministry to help people around the world. And so when it's couched in that way, they get really, really passionate. And just as a family and as a church, particularly even as our church, one of the driving forces of what we want to do is be generous with all of our resources, giving away Bibles by the millions online, giving away resources to serve tens of thousands of churches around the world. And we really believe we should leverage what we have to make a difference, not try to consume more, but try to give more.
And how do these young couples, because your average age is going to be somewhere 25, 35, mm-hmm. yep. surely below 40, and how do they respond to what you're saying to them? Because they've been living on credit card debt, most of them. You know, Betty and I really, you talk about live below our means, that's where we've lived the whole time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we don't owe anything, but we can easily pay it rapidly or pay it off. That's where we live. Mm-hmm. And but we started that way when we were, you know, 20 years old, when we first mm-hmm. began our journey together. We didn't know that you didn't pay a credit card immediately. We thought it was a plastic check. We couldn't believe people would wait to pay it out. So how do your... you know, viewers and the people who attend, how do they accept this? How do they handle this wonderful truth, which it is, but how does it hit them?
I think for a lot of them, they are fully grasping it and hungering for it. They want the whole package of being different, following Christ in every area of their life and walking in obedience. I think there's a generation coming up of believers that really hunger and thirst for the whole thing, not just the Sunday compartmentalized Christianity, but their whole lives to be totally, radically transformed. So we see a great response in the body where we are and the people's, the younger generations and their hearts. I mean, they're almost to a fault just wanting to live on nothing, but I just believe that their hearts are just to please God. They're just so passionate and pure to please God. And so you almost need to be careful in what you advise them, because they're ready just to take it and sign, like it's signed in blood, and they're just going to follow it, the marching orders. But they need to listen to the Spirit of God, because we're all called to a different way to manage our finances and a different way to a different lifestyle to live. We're not all called to be a Mother Teresa or to give everything that we own to the poor. We all have a different calling. And I think they need to hear that. They read a book and think, oh, we've got to go live with the homeless. And we don't all have that calling. So, but they're buying in.
That is the key, is to find where the direction God is leading you
yes.
as a family. Because Greg let's face it, finances is one of the, quote, big deals that breaks up homes a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you find them gravitating toward the message. You, in other words, let's get things in order. You find an excitement about the possibility, and they're willing to pay the price to adjust. Because to me, in today's world, it is an adjustment.
No, I think, for so long, the emerging generation felt very entitled, which is, I want the same lifestyle that my parents had, even though I'm 25. And so many of them went out and borrowed to get it and realized they're still empty. That doesn't fulfill anything. And so I think there is a massive hunger. And the good news is, when you catch somebody before they've made the big mistakes, you can grow up without, and that's kind of what we talked about in there. A car payment's normal, a house payment's normal. Well, normal's not working. When you've got no car payments and you've got no house payments and you don't owe anybody anything, you're not a slave to anybody else, you're free to give like you never, ever have been before. And so it's shake that bondage and then see what you have is something that could bless others, could expand the kingdom of God. And they run to that message like crazy and really, really want to impact other people.
We live our whole life, and I think to me this is what you're saying, we live our whole life not only to receive the blessing of God's oversight and direction in our lives and His management and His wisdom, but in being able to share everything that God has enabled us to touch or have or be a part of. And that's exciting. And isn't this what you actually see young people and the young couple saying, hey, we'd like to go that route. We don't have to dig this ditch of debt and despair. Mm-hmm. We can actually live with the wisdom of God directing our steps.
Yeah, and I really encourage them not to be afraid to be really, really, really weird. And for example, people made fun of us for the first 10 years of our marriage because of the things we wouldn't do. I mean, how many years were we married before we started buying new clothes? I mean, it was kind of embarrassing the way we looked, but
it was because
we didn't want a house payment. Yeah. We didn't want any kind of payment. So, mm-hmm.
You think that way? What made you so weird?
I watched the people I know and love struggle financially forever. And be quite honest, we wanted to be able to do ministry without having to have the financial burden on a church or such. And so early on, we just decided we're not going to be driven by, who can pay what. We want to be able to have a lower income to be able to go where we needed to go. And so, and thankfully, she's what I call a very inexpensive wife. There's a lot of them are cost a lot more. And, but the great news is, and I cast vision for her to the future, is it, when we don't have these payments, think about what we can do. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that's been giving to your ministry forever because she has a giving budget, because if I don't give her a budget, she'd give it all away. And so she does have a budget that she can give anywhere, anytime. And so she's had a heart for your ministry for I don't know how many years.
Thanks, Amy. Mm-hmm, yeah. Don't you want to say thanks to Craig and Amy? You can get the book in the bookstore. And there again, the online, if you want to check out Life Church TV. And we're going to actually talk to them in another program about all the ways they can help you, your church, and help you and people all over the world. But we'll gladly send you the book, Weird, if you would help us do something amazingly weird and amazingly wonderful, and that is rescue precious children who are being sold into the sex trade like animals. I want you to watch. I plead with you not to turn away. Would you not want to give a cure to a child that had a disease if you knew what it was? We got the cure, and you're the one who can make it possible to rescue these precious lives. Watch.
Actually, the old lady tricked her to be in the room and then let the man rape her and then sold her, to other men one after another and never gave her money.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, she felt like so disgraced on herself that she was sold. And then when she was beaten all the time, she would think that it's better for her to be killed. They beat them and then locked in the room.
Locked in the room.
Yeah.
And they also put a spike in her leg.
A spike? Like a metal railroad spike? They put that into your leg? And here she is. She's caught in this trap. And she doesn't see any way out. People have owned her and forced her to perform many sexual acts. 10 men a day. You can look at her face and tell she doesn't want to do this. She hates it. She hates what she has to do again and again and again. I want to stop it.
Because someone like you contributed to make it possible for us to rescue Shreyon, we've been able to do that. That very girl, and that just happened a few weeks ago, that scene. Here's some pictures, Betty, of her in training now to learn how to have a craft. We've gotten her totally out. That pimp that you saw talking so casually and indifferently about how he would be cruel to him, have his friends rape him, they led him to Christ. Right there. God's kingdom presence showed up. He was led to the Lord. He's not doing that anymore. Those girls have been rescued because someone enabled a couple that left Hollywood, where they served the motion picture industry with all the power generators out on location. She sold a 7 or 8 carat diamond ring to pay her own way over there, and they moved in rented quarters and started rescuing people. Our ministry had touched them and inspired them. And now, lo and behold, we find them doing the work, and we begin to enable them and build an incredible life center. When I say we, I mean we, you, the viewers, all over the world who said we want to have a part in that. It's so beautiful to see these children, Betty. Now they're singing and praising God and learning how to make a living, and they're no longer trapped. And we're able to rescue children before they're sold because of the poverty they live in. Parents will let someone take their children, not knowing they're going into sexual slavery, being told they're going to go take them to town and teach them how to get a job and go to school. It's pathetic. We've been up in those areas, in the remote mountainous areas there in Thailand. And we work in many other countries, in Cambodia and other places we can't even mention. And we've been able to rescue these children. Here's what we're asking you to do. If you will make a gift of $128, that's what it takes. That's the average to rescue one of these precious children. You will enable us to do that. We need to hear from every one of you. This is our last week. And we're praying that every single one, some of you have already helped. We still need help. The only limit in how many we can reach is whether we have the ability to do it. Thousands have been rescued. We're reaching out now to thousands. Will you take one? Is there any way you could help us rescue 10 with a gift of $1,280? We've got gifts to bless you as you give the great gift of God's love in His life. Please make that call. Use your bank card like it's a check. That's how you use it. Or you can go online, Life Today, and make your gift. If you write a check, make it to Life, because that's exactly what we're giving. Father, I pray every person watching would move to the phone or online and make the gift you put on their heart. In Jesus' name, thank you. Remember, it's the last week in this emphasis right now to rescue life. Please help us.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out, and we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, Heart of the Father. This is the last week, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
If you can help us rescue 10 of those precious girls and those precious children, the Heart of the Father bronze, it's a great, great collectible. Thank God for these artists who really dedicate themselves to helping us just say thank you for helping us put God's arms of love around a broken world. Today, if you'd like to have Craig Rochelle's book, Weird, we'll be glad to send it to you. I can promise you it ain't weird. It's great. But boy, it is inspirational. I call it one of those easy reads, Craig. You can go right through it. It's written to, I believe, touch the average person who just saying, show me some help and give me some insight. It's absolutely fabulous. I found myself going through it rapidly being inspired by the impact. It's like you're talking to us. So we'll be glad to send it to you. Just help us rescue these precious lives. Would you join Betty and me in just saying thanks to Craig and to Amy? Life Church TV. Check them out. We're going to talk to them again about how you can reach more people through your church by taking the opportunities that we've got today.
Tomorrow, the founding pastor of LifeChurch.tv, a pace-setting multi-campus church that is leveraging technology to change the world, shares his passion. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.